WTOP News Time 5:22.
Well, there was a new sign of Republican soul searching today as House Majority Leader Eric Cantor says the party's got to show voters it cares about education, health care, and changes to immigration laws.
Our goal is to ensure that every American has a fair shot to earn success and achieve their dreams.
Unlike other national Republicans, Cantor and his House colleagues must do two things at once, at least so he says, rebrand themselves and run the country. Joining us now, Jonathan Allen, senior Washington correspondent for Politico. Jonathan, good to have you back.
Good to be on, Sean.
So you're writing about this, and you call it modernizing on the fly. How does that happen?
Well, look, the Republicans are in power in the House for another 2 years, and they want to make some changes, certainly in the way that they're presenting themselves in messaging, but they have to do that while they're actually governing, which I think in a lot of cases, or at least in the conclusion, it seems, of Majority Leader Cantor means repackaging some of the things that they're already trying to do to get the message to voters that those things will help them in their daily lives. I think what they're trying to do is take some of the budget-cutting debates that are in sort of the abstract space and make them more concrete to people, make them more kitchen table issues.
So yesterday he visited a school in Washington, D.C. How's that working for him?
Well, I don't think you're going to see a change in that school overnight from a visit from the majority leader. But I think that I think he sees it as an opportunity to, I don't want to say show the softer side of Republicanism, but certainly to talk about, again, those kitchen table issues, and certainly education is one of them. There's a belief in the Republican Party that boosting charter schools and private schools and other options than sort of your standard public education will end up improving education. Obviously, the Democrats disagree with that.
Isn't that what George W. Bush used to call compassionate conservatism?
Yeah, I think there's an element of that in what Eric Cantor is trying to do, certainly. I mean, I think the idea is to make sure that it's clear that Republicans care about more than just numbers on a page. And I think sometimes in the debate that gets lost, that element gets lost. And certainly it seems Eric Cantor feels that way.
After so many years of the public perception, or lots of the public perception being on the other side, is this going to be difficult for the Republicans to march forth with?
Sure. The Republican Party right now is really doing some soul searching and really trying to find its way out of a sort of bad electoral situation. They lost seats in the House and the Senate. They watched Barack Obama reelected. The numbers with women and with minorities are troubling, and you know, if they were to continue along those lines, make it impossible for Republicans to win presidential elections in the future. So they're looking for a way out of the sort of box they're in right now, and that's a process, and it's one that for the time being is going to be led by folks in Congress, but certainly the next time a presidential election rolls around in 4 years, and really in terms of gearing up in the next year or two, you'll see that shift to whoever the prominent national candidates are.